Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ICF Rome online. And for those who will eventually be on campus, this is Pastor Jennifer Pasquale. And I'm excited for this season that is upon us. You know, we're celebrating Jesus. We're thankful for everything that he's done for your life, even if you don't know it yet. So as you enter into this service today, I encourage you to lean into the worship, to stand up if you can and raise your hands and praise the Lord, because God is faithful. He has a word for you today. I am believing for a miracle in your life. It's in motion. You joined us online today, and God has ordered your steps. God has a word for you. And as you lean into his presence, I know that your heart and your mind is going to be lifted, healed, restored, rejuvenated. I'm so thankful that you are joining with us today.
Somebody, you're looking good today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Musamba. Where is she? Musamba. Musamba. Yeah, come on up here. We're going to share a few minutes, couple minutes, a little bit more about Inspire and my beautiful assistant today, Musamba from Zambia. Woohoo! Come on, you can grab this microphone right here. Yes. Musamba, why are we wanting people to come to Inspire, and what can we offer them today?
Good morning, Church. Good morning. How many are excited about Inspire?
Woohoo!
Okay, so today we have a 50% promotion. If you get a ticket, it's going for 25 euro. And you also have an opportunity to get another ticket at 20 euro. So meaning you get two tickets for 45 euro.
And normally one ticket is 50
euro. So I'm going to say that again. With a 50% promotion. So if you get a ticket at 25 euro, you have another opportunity to get another ticket at 20 euro. So for two tickets, to get them at 45 euro. So if you have not gotten your ticket yet, this is an opportunity. Don't miss out. And so after the service, please kindly see me.
Yes.
And also you can feel free to register at the back with Hope. Hope, just wave you.
There she is. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. You can set it right there. Amen. Y'all can do better than that. Woohoo! Let me tell you, this is part of, we welcome our online family too as well, but this is part of the Inspire Global Sisterhood. It launched out of Vienna several years ago with Pastor Melinda Henderson, who's also my regional director of the Assemblies of God in Europe, and is now in about 15 countries globally. And what they believe is that this is an opportunity to set an atmosphere of invitation. Say invitation. Because today we're going to talk about evidence. And the only way we know the evidence is if it comes out of our mouth, right? We share something about it. We tell something. So today, I am asking, I know some of you will be leaving after this service. We do have coffee bar and Cornetti in the cafe. If you can stay or go and come back, or let us know at the back table that you can volunteer. We have a meeting after second service for about literally 25 minutes in the prayer room, because I want you to know on Friday, everybody say Friday, Friday, April 19th, and Saturday, April 20th, we will be at the Hotel Christopher Colombo, which is right next to the Yeroma Due Commercial Center, the shopping center. They have a food court and easy access for everything you might need at the hotel. If you live here, you don't need to spend the night, but you can book a room somewhere if you want to be close. It starts on Friday afternoon. And we'll run till Friday evening. We break, we go to dinner. Then on Saturday morning, we will start again at 10, and it goes until about 5. On Wednesday, as Angel said, we will have a pre-party for all volunteers. It's fun, it's exciting. We will cover it in prayer. We have two teams from Texas coming to help do a lot of the work. And a lot of you have been serving behind the scenes already. I want you to know why we do what we do. Every service, every day, every week, it is to make Jesus famous. To let God know that you love him, you want to tell someone else how good he's been to you. Amen? Can I hear an amen? So, guys, men, yes, see Bo, see Alex, if you can help. We will start being there on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. This Friday, everybody say this Friday. This Friday on Zoom, we will do a prayer call for about 45 minutes. You can sign up or get information about that too, so we can be covering this event in prayer. You know, today we're going to take communion together. And if you did not receive your cup and your bread when you came in, our precious ones in the back will just lift your hand if you did not get a cup and a wafer. You would have gotten a prepackaged cup when you came in. Anybody who didn't get it, we want you to have it. As we remember what Jesus did for us, I pray that every month, every week, we remember that he sacrificed so much so that you and I could walk in victory. Amen? Do you know that if you need healing, he has already paid the price for your healing on the cross? I mean, I need to hear you. I need to hear you online. How many of you believe the Bible? Let me hear you say amen. Amen. Let me say it again. How many believe the Bible? So here's what I want you to know. The Bible is true. We live in this beautiful city of Rome where the disciples walked and Paul was in prison and Peter was here. It's true. So if it's true, then that means his sacrifice for your healing as he took those stripes on his back is true. I've seen God do it. I've experienced his healing. I know he is Jehovah Rapha. If you have sinned, and the Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He shed his blood so that we wouldn't have to, so that we could be forgiven. You see, his grace and his mercy is new every day. But you have to ask him. You have to invite him. So in this church, we serve what we call an open communion. If you're joining online, I encourage you to go get a piece of bread and some juice. There's no power in this wafer and the juice, but it's a remembrance of the power of Jesus Christ on the cross and in that empty tomb as we celebrated last week. Amen? So today, as we come together, I want you to understand that he is faithful. Isaiah 53:5 says he was pierced for our transgressions, our sins. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. So as we prepare to take this, I want to remind you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, it says, or verse 27, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone, say everyone, that includes you and me, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink the cup. So as we prepare to take the bread, the Bible says he broke and he said, do this in remembrance of me. Why? Because maybe you're tired and you're sick and you're weary and you're fatigued and you forgot that he has healing. As you partake of this bread, I am praying that the healing will manifest. This week, I have seen miracles happen in the healing. On Wednesday, we prayed for a man in the intensive care in the Philippines. Today, he's in a normal room. Somebody say amen. Amen. God is healing. So, Father, as we prepare to take the bread together, I pray for every person who needs healing, body, mind, and spirit. Let it not be in vain what you did for us. We examine ourselves and we say, God, help our unbelief. We believe for it as we sang. So, God, I pray that healing would manifest right now in body, minds, and spirit as we take the bread together in Jesus' name. Let's take. You can peel back that second layer. It also says that he took the cup. And I know we just prayed. And I know that at the end of the service, I always give you a call to action. What will you do with this information today? But right now, I don't want to wait. You know, as I was praying this morning at my home and as I was driving in, I kept feeling the Lord say, the testimony is not in the end and the completion. The testimony is in the middle of the process. See, if you don't give up, if you believe that you can ask him to forgive you again, if you believe that his sacrifice was not in vain again, then no matter what you're going through, no matter what someone else is going through, his blood gives us forgiveness. Amen? So I'm going to pray for you as you pray for yourself before we take the cup together. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help all of us examine our hearts. That we would remember you're in the middle of our testimony. Your grace is sufficient. Your mercies are new. We have all sinned, but you came to forgive us. So, Father, I pray that you would forgive today. Purify thoughts. Purify hearts. Redeem our days before you, God. We commit ourselves to you once again as we take this cup. God, if there's any unforgiveness, you said to forgive others as you forgive us. So Lord, I pray that we would forgive, we would release, we would bless, we would love because you so loved that you gave your only son, that whoever believes in you, we won't perish. We will see eternal life. We thank you for the blood you shed. In Jesus' name, let's take together. Thank you, Marlon, for that beautiful playing. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Can somebody just say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Worship team, y'all just be ready. I don't know exactly what the Lord has in mind, but I'm surrendered to him. Amen. I feel that he wants us to remember some things today. We start a new month today in April. Every year we have a theme, and our theme this year is count on it. You're counting on the word. You're counting on Jesus. We've put our hope in him. Amen. And then every month we break it down to another aspect of what are we counting on. And today, I want you to know you can count on that resurrection evidence. But I'm also asking you the same thing the Lord has asked me. Will you be the evidence? Will you be the evidence that in the middle of the testimony, there's resurrection power? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we surrender to you right now. I pray that we don't take for granted one single moment in your presence. We prayed in that prayer room that it would not be just another service, but God, you would stir our hearts, you would stir our actions, you would change our lives, and that we would be the evidence that your power is at work in Jesus. Mighty name. Amen. I have some evidences for you this morning. And the first evidence is this, in case you want to know what it is. It is written. Say, it is written. You already said you believe in the Bible. So we're agreement, right? We're in unity. It is written. And it has been confirmed historically. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, this is Jesus Christ the scripture is talking about. He said, I am the Word. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. And in the beginning, he was God. He was with God. And so there is power in the resurrection. If you believe the Bible, then you've got to believe that part so that no matter what's happening in your life, you will speak Jesus. Amen? If it's Jesus' power that was on the cross, then it's Jesus' power that's at work in your bank account, as Ben said. You can sit comfortably in the presence of the Lord. Ben, I love that thought of pressing down, shaken together. So it's airtight. That's a powerful image of what God is saying to us. Make sure that your evidence for God and your belief in Jesus is airtight so that no insect of infection can get in it. Amen? The second evidence this morning is that we see through the show of creation every day his power. Jeremiah 32:17 says, O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and earth by your strong hand and your powerful arm. How many of us get so used to seeing the blue skies? We're really blessed to have blue skies in Italy a lot. I love spring, even though it, you know, triggers a little bit of sneezing and stuff happens when the flowers are blooming. The flowers are blooming. Who's a flower? I'm a flower. You're a flower. You're a flower. You're a plant. You're blooming in the name of Jesus. The sovereign Lord has made the heavens and the earth. That's evidence that I can trust him with my life. I know you're like, that's really simple, Pastor Jen, but sometimes it's the simple thing. How many times, I don't know about you, but the Lord works in nature with me. I'm not sure. I'm trusting him. I'm praying. I'm needing a word from him. You know, one time I went out on the lake in my house in Florida shortly after my husband passed away unexpectedly. And I was looking this way and I saw this beautiful like array of reds and pinks and blues. And I was like, wow, God, you're so amazing. And suddenly my son-in-law came from this direction and he said, Mom, did you see the sky? I'm like, yes, I'm looking at it. He goes, no, look over here. In the same sky, on the same day, from the same dock, this sky was blue with like a white river running through it. And it was like it was coming from heaven, running through the waters and then forming this beautiful, I mean, the sky looked two different ways from two different vantage points. Isn't that just like God to say, you've been looking at it this way. You've been watching me this way, but I got something for you. Look over here. I've got a different thing for you to see. Come on, somebody. By the sovereign Lord, when I look this way, maybe I get stuck in something. And God is saying, stop looking. You feel stuck? You ever feel stuck? Stop looking right there. Look over here. Look to his word. Look to the trees blooming. Look to the grass sprouting. You see, God wants to speak to you that he's sovereign. That's his evidence so that you won't doubt him. How many times people have said, I just need a word from the Lord. And you walk outside and he's like, hello? Look up. My sun is shining today. You're at the nighttime and you're like, oh, the night is so dark. I just need a word from the Lord. I'm coming home from work and I'm so tired. God, I just need a word from you. And the Lord is like, look up. I got stars shining. I got a moon shining. You know, a lot of people talking about the eclipse. God does things all the time. That's not just that one time thing. Look up. Say, look up. Look up. Look up and look at a different way because he is the sovereign Lord. If he could make heaven and earth, if he could make a man out of dust, if he could take a woman from one rib of a man and make a whole woman, can he not solve your problem? He can. Can he not be with you in the storm? Yes, thank you for that. The third evidence is this. We have testimonies of victory over valleys that hard things can be overcome through the resurrection power. That's evidence. okay? How many of you have ever been through a hard physical illness? Let me see your hand. You've been through a hard physical illness, okay? Now put your hands down, okay? How many of you have ever overcome that hard physical illness? Let me see your hands. Now look around. I want you to look around. Look around. I want you to get comfortable. You're not the only one. That's evidence. That hand raised is evidence. Jeremiah 32:17 says nothing. Say nothing. Type it in the chat. Nothing. We have online family watching that we love you and we're praying for you and you're going to be healed and whole in Jesus' name. Nothing is too hard for God. He can put something inside of you that he wants to bring out, that he wants to bloom, and he can protect it even when the enemy is trying to sabotage it. Amen? Nothing is too hard for him. This month, I think it's really interesting that the theme for Inspire is I will. Can you say I will? We can say I will count on it, right? I am, I will. I will count on it. That's a declaration. I'm saying to the Lord in the morning, I counted, past tense, on you yesterday. I am counting on you now. I know what tomorrow is. I know what a week from now is. I know what a month from now is. I will, say I will. I will count on him. I ask you today, can he count on you? In January, we said we would count on his word. And you rallied around that thought and that theme. In February, we said we're counting on his timing. And many of you, even online, wrote me and said, wow, I needed that message about trusting God's timing. In March, we talked about resurrection power. And today and this month, we are talking about the evidence. I say to you, what's the purpose of evidence? To give you the win. If you have evidence, you win. Many of you know my daughter is a lawyer and a judge. And I hear a lot of stories about the courtroom and the cases and things that happen. And that courtroom of life that all of us are in can be a little stressful sometimes. If you've ever had to go to court for anything, or maybe even to the commune for documents, you make sure you have all the evidence, right? You got your birth certificate, you got your permesso, you got your address, you got your driver's license, you got pictures. They don't just want one picture, they want four pictures. They really want to prove it's you. Someone went this week for something and they forgot one of those things, but they're like, we know it's you, but you got to have this other thing. There's evidence that's needed, right? It's very important that you understand this. So we, say we, because we don't do life alone. We have to give an answer and an evidence for God. That's why we come to God's house. That's why we pray. That's why we worship, because we want him to count on us. I say to you this morning, with the spirit of faith in you, your purpose must be bigger than your pleasure. Say, my purpose is bigger than my pleasure. And your cause must be greater than your comfort. See, the cause is the why. It might be comfortable to stay in your bed, but I can tell you, if all you ever do is stay in your bed, you're going to eventually die. You're going to get dehydrated. You won't have the nourishment and the nutrients. You'll sleep till you don't wake up. So staying in your bed might feel comfortable for a minute, but it's not the best thing for you. When you get up and you start to move and you say, I am, I will, my purpose and my why is bigger than my pleasure and my comfort. Somebody say amen. I want you to believe that. I want you to know that God has positioned you, to be in this city, in this house today, this week, this month, for a reason. There may be someone that you meet in a store, in a cab, on a tram, on a bus, who is wondering, why is that person so happy? It's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Did you have something to drink? And you can say, no, I'm drinking of the living water. The Holy Spirit is flourishing in my life. Hear me. I've got some shirts and some t-shirts and all kind of goodies for you, but I want to tell you something. Don't wear your Count On It t-shirt or your ICF Rome, I love my shirt, and walk around this city grumpy and grouchy. Take that shirt off. You are the evidence that God is real. You are the evidence that the purpose is bigger. Amen? So here's what I want you to think about. Okay, so maybe I have a shirt that has Christian words. I don't want to wear it because I don't want nobody pointing me out today. The Bible says I'm clothed in righteousness. Bo shared with us on Wednesday about all the armor of God that we put on. See, you can't get away from being the evidence. God saved you. He saved me. He loves you. He loves me. He has something for you. And so whether you wear a shirt that has a name on it or a word on it, or you walk around in all black or all white or all pink, you are the evidence that God has. Somebody say amen. So I have four, they're not on the slides, but four things. I talked to my daughter. I did a little bit of research. In the courtroom, there's four kinds of evidence that you can present. The first thing is real evidence. It means it's a real person, it's a real thing, it's a real photo. So you have your real documents, you have your real bank account that shows the bill you paid to Achaia 4 months ago. You have real evidence. You understand what I'm saying? You keep track of that evidence. You say, I am presenting this. It's real. You are real today. You're not pretend. You're not make-believe. Everybody breathe. Come on, breathe online. Take a deep breath. That means you're alive. You're breathing. You're real. There's also documentary evidence. That's the history, the information, the paperwork. That's the Word of God. It's real. It's a part of the evidence. If I only have me and what I'm thinking and feeling, but I don't have the paperwork, I don't have the scripture, then I may be persuaded to only think about what I feel instead of what God's Word says. I want you to see the link. You can't have one without the other and walk in victory. Then there's demonstrative evidence. That means, what does it look like? So sometimes if you've ever watched a courtroom movie or a courtroom documentary, you see that the prosecuting attorney will walk up there and say, Judge, I have some documentary evidence. I have some demonstrative evidence. I'm going to show you that when you ride this bicycle with one wheel, you're going to fall over and crash. It's not that person's fault that they crashed. They only had one wheel. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's actually something. So when I ask you, have you been healed? Have you had a problem? You are a part of that demonstrative evidence. I want you to feel the weight of that responsibility so you don't give up trusting God. Somebody else is counting on your evidence to have a victory in the name of Jesus. And the last one is testimonial. What do others have to say? What do others have to say? I know what I say. I'm the real. I know what God's Word says. That's my documentary. I can demonstrate. I can give. I can give time. I can give talents. I can give treasures. But what do others have to say? Now, I know that this world is very much about selfies and self. But can I say something to you? It does not say in the Bible to live for yourself. It says we must be a servant of all. We must lay down ourselves. Jesus modeled that. And so when I'm not saying that we get hung up on what people think, because that's a whole nother topic, right? But I do want you to understand, as the bearer, the one who carries the name of Jesus, the one who invokes the name of Jesus on your circumstance, you also then have a responsibility to let the testimonial evidence be real and be true. One thing that I have learned and chosen in my life is to be honest. So there are not everybody, not every week, not every day, but there are some that are around me more often than others who have seen me cry Y'all saw me cry already this morning, so you know I cry. They've seen me laugh. They've seen me fall and be like clumsy. They've seen me be tired and grouchy. They've seen me in a lot of different ways. But I pray that what they've seen is I don't give up. And I always trust Jesus. And I always acknowledge that today I need a little extra dose. I need more prayer. I need more grace from Him. Amen? Your testimony matters. What you post on social media matters. I'm not going to go there, but I just want you to know. So today I ask you, if people ask you like they asked Peter, you know, we all might think, oh, I would never say I don't believe in God. So did Peter say that? Would there be enough evidence to convict you? If they ask you, do you believe in Jesus? Is there enough evidence to convict you? Evidence number four is our personal testimony. I want you to see Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 through 11. It says, then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens. It has come at last, salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority, say authority, the authority of Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them. See in this courtroom? I want you just to imagine. I thought about trying to have a courtroom, but I just said I couldn't do it today. But I want you to imagine, there's this court. How many people have ever been in a courtroom or you've seen a courtroom on TV? Let me see, so if I at least know, y'all sort of know what I'm talking about. Okay, there's a judge who sits at a desk. My daughter gets to be that now in her court, right? And actually, there's a person who watches over her, a bailiff, who, when people get a little bit rowdy, he says, you can't talk like that in my judge's room. And he takes them out and makes sure everything is peaceful, kind of like the Holy Spirit. And then there's the people who are presenting their case, and there's the people who are saying that's not true. Okay, you got it? You understand the courtroom. So here, imagine we have Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'll be on this side. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit right here, right? He's with you. He's for you. You're defending your case for the Bible and for what God means to you in your life. Over here, we have an enemy who's trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. And he also will bring up some things to you, right? But remember, his mercies are new every morning, right? He's forgiven us. He has loved us. He has a purpose in our pain. But I want you to understand the accuser. He accuses them before God day and night. And then what does it say? They have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. What does that mean? He's saying to you right now, evidence number four, your personal testimony. You can't do it just on your testimony. You know, my father has gone to be with Jesus, but I love the Holy Spirit so much, and I wanted my dad to be full of the Holy Spirit. And even as a young teenager, sometimes I would be saying, but Dad, you'll just feel so much better if you just get full of the Holy Spirit. But what I realized is the Lord was saying, you're not the Holy Spirit. Leave him alone. He will come to me in his time. You've shared it. You've presented it. He's watching. Now let him, give him a minute. And in the middle of a battle, that's why I said this morning, I feel like sometimes we're trying to wait till the end. In the middle of a battle of cancer for 1 year, where my dad couldn't get out of the bed very much, and he went on to live 20 years after that 1 year, he began to seek the power of the Holy Spirit. And he began to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, overflowing, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, not by only his testimony, but by the power of the blood of the Lamb, who brought healing and peace and forgiveness and mercy. Come on, somebody. And did not love your life so much that you were afraid to die. In other words, not just die eternally. Maybe today God is saying, I want you to surrender some things. I want you to surrender some things. I want you to put it back in my hands and trust me. Evidence number 5 says God's children will defeat the enemy by his power and their testimony. By his power and your testimony. Those two things have to go together. If you don't let God's power bubble up in you, flow in you, seek his power, it won't be enough to have a testimony. You have got to have the power of God. Worship team, I want you to come. So I ask you today, what is your testimony? I want you to guard the good deposit, the evidence that he's put inside of you. See, the enemy's trying to steal it. The enemy's over here in the courtroom. He's saying, okay, well, I know they said that, but that was last year. What about last week? And you know what? The Holy Spirit is over here, and he's saying, stop it, devil. I forgave them yesterday when they asked me. Stop it, enemy. You will not accuse them. Their testimony is they have come before me. They have humbled themselves in my presence. I am with them, says the Lord. Do you see that victory is yours? So I'm going to ask you to do something for a minute. I have a slide. It says, I trust Jesus because he gave me blank in my life. Now, I know some of you are sitting kind of far away from people. But if you're sitting by someone, could you do me a favor? I want to give you a chance. Come here, Natalie. I want you to look at that person beside you and say, I trust Jesus because so, Natalie. Y'all go ahead. Come on. Tell them, I trust Jesus because he gave me peace and strength in my life. And what do you say? You see, it's not that hard. Can you say, I trust Jesus because he gave me? You fill it in. Let me hear what you said. What did he give you? Purpose, love, all, joy. Type it in the chat. What did he give you? I trust Jesus. He gives me harmony, he gives me unity, he gives me peace, he gives me purpose, he gives me provision. We weren't meant to do life alone. The Lord put us in this family. And so I want to say to you today, the testimony is in the process. He didn't say take control of things for you. He said take courage. See, in the scripture, over and over, we can hear him say, be strong and courageous. In Matthew, he said, take courage, for I am with you. Stop trying to take control of it. He will give control to the situation because he is God, the one who hung the moon and the stars in place, the one who makes the sun shine, the one who makes the water stay back from the sand on the beach, the one who made you and me so different. And yet, with the capacity to love and be loved. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is our advocate. Isaiah 59:21 says this. This is my covenant, says the Lord. My spirit will not leave them. And neither will these words I have given you. They will be on the lips. On the lips of your children. And your children's children. I, the Lord, have spoken. In this courtroom, I'm on the winning side every time I testify, every time I read the word, every time I understand the demonstration of his power. But I can come over here and say, I don't think I can do it anymore. And suddenly the enemy's like, yeah, you didn't do it last week. You didn't do it last month. Remember last year? Holy Spirit, I say, God, I need you. I need you. I need to demonstrate that I'm calling on your name. You're my advocate, Holy Spirit. Your word will be on my lips. Amen. I want you to see this last slide. You need his word and his ways to experience his victories. You need his word and his ways to experience his victories. I want you to stand with me all over this place. And today, I pray that you will understand the evidence of the resurrection. I pray that you will see God's evidence in your life. I pray that you will see that when it's dark, the sun will still come out. Even if you can't see it, did you know the sun still came out? There just may be some clouds blocking it. It's still out there. Every day. Every day. The sun, S-O-N, the Son of God, is always there. So, Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name, as we understand and thank you for the evidences that you have given in our lives, I thank you that by the power of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony, we will see victory in this courtroom of life. We will win, win, win in Jesus' name. And I pray right now for that one who has felt alone, discouraged, unsure, that they will know you're saying today, don't try to take control. I got that one. Take courage. Take courage. Be bold. Be strong and courageous. Take courage. You can't do it by yourself, but he will give you the courage you need. And Peter's story is so beautiful. Even though he said, maybe I don't believe, he came back. And the Lord used him mightily. And because of his testimony, on the first time he shared it after that, 3,000 people said, I believe in Jesus. 3,000 people. And we're still saying what Peter said, Lord, you know I need your help. Peter said, God, if it's really you in this storm, call me to come out on the water with you. And so Jesus said, yeah, come on, it's me. And what happened to Peter? The minute he got out there thinking, ooh, I can walk on water, he started sinking. And Jesus said, why did you take your eyes off of me? Get up, get back in the boat. I have a plan. God has a plan for you in Jesus' name. So, Father, right now I pray with every head bowed and every eye closed that we will receive and accept your evidence, that we will believe for it in Jesus' name. I pray right now, Lord God, for that one who has felt unsure about the future, about the decisions that need to be made, that you have said, don't try to take control. Take courage, for I, the Lord your God, am with you. I'm with you, says the Lord. I am the evidence. Look up, look around, look in a different perspective, but I'm with you, says the Lord. Maybe you're in this room right now and you would say, Pastor Jen, I need to make a new commitment to believe Jesus for my life. I need to seal something. If I was to walk out that door right now, I don't know if I know where I would go. I don't know if I would go to heaven. I don't know if I would get in. You can know before you leave this room. Heads bowed, eyes closed, but the Bible says where two or three agree as touching, it's done. So I want to be the one agreeing with you. You need to make a new commitment to believe in Jesus. Raise your hand all over this room. Raise your hand. Thank you. I need to make a new commitment. Thank you. I need to make a new commitment. I see that young man. I see that young lady. I need to make a new commitment to believe in Jesus. I need to know that I know. No more doubts. I have the evidence. I belong to Jesus. Amen? Let's pray together with these. Dear Lord Jesus. You say it. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I ask you right now.
I ask you right now.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Come into my life. Help me to believe again. I trust you.
I see you.
And I will be your evidence that you make all things new. I give you all of me. And I receive all your love and all your forgiveness. From this day forward, I know my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Let's give God praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, I don't care if you prayed it for the first time in a long time or you've prayed it every week for the last 4 weeks. I want you to see me. I want you to shake my hand. I want you to say, I believe. Some of you are going to shake my hand. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. I want to be praying for you this week. I want it to be sealed in you that we believe for it. Amen? I also want to pray that the turmoil and the chaos of the world will not steal your trust in the Lord. He is the evidence that you will be victorious. Maybe you need a victory right now. Maybe you need something miraculous in your family, in your life, in your body. I want you to lift your hand all over this room. I need some miracles in my life. I need some miracles in my life. Father, you see these hands. We need some miracles. I see them up here too, y'all. I see it. We need some miracles. You are no respecter of persons. May the power of the Holy Spirit come upon us. May we remember that you are true. You are real. We have the documented evidence. We have the testimonial evidence. And you and your love and mercy will see us through. God, let miracles happen. I thank you for the miracles this week that are in motion. I thank you for the miracles last week that we saw. I thank you, Jesus, that when we call, you move. You hear your children. God, I pray right now for every person in this room who has had doubts about the miracles in motion, may you remind them the evidence is real. There will be victory. Don't let go. Trust me, says the Lord. Believe for it with all your heart in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I will be here to pray with anyone who wants prayer. The choir is going to sing us out with Believe for It, I Believe. But I want you to celebrate today. Amen.
Wow. The Lord is faithful to his children. As you have listened to the message today, I pray that you hear the Lord saying, I know you, I've called you by name, and I'm working on your behalf. I invite you right now to say this prayer with me, to make Jesus Lord over all. Maybe there's something in your life today that has caused you turmoil, that has put questions or doubts in your mind. You know, the Bible says he's as close as the mention of his name. In this season, we celebrate Jesus, the name that's above every other name. So pray this prayer with me right now and ask Jesus to help you. He's with you. You are not alone. I want to say it again. You are not alone. So Father, we thank you right now. I'm going to pray this prayer and you're going to pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, you say it. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my life, to take over every concern I have. Forgive me for those moments when I have doubted or don't trust. Be the Lord over all. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I say yes to you. I'm all yours from this moment forward by the power of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have said this prayer, send me an email, write us, join us on campus when you get to Rome, because I know that God has something for you, and I know that you need to know you're not going to do life alone. I also feel very impressed today as I pray for you for the needs in your life. I know that during the winter months, there's lots of different emotions that come about, and I want you to know today the Lord is with you, the Lord is for you. He said his name is Emmanuel, God with us. And so today, I want to pray for your miracle. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would heal the broken heart, that you would restore the wounded mind, that you would be Jehovah Jireh for the one who has needs financially. God, you have shown us this year that we are the living proof that God is at work in us and through us. So right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, across the airwaves, wherever you're watching from, I am praying right now for your miracle in motion. I want you to say, I believe. I believe that God is with you. I believe that God is for you. And I believe that he has brought you to this family of faith, not only online, but wherever you are, that you would know. I have people who write me, and I'm praying right now that you'll be one of those ones who said, I found new hope, new life, new purpose, as I join together in prayer with Pastor Pastor Jen and all of those at ICF Rome. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your online giving. I thank you that you are sowing seeds. You are sowing gratefulness to God for all that he's done and doing. This has been an amazing year of Living Proof. And today, as we think about, we're getting ready to go into a new year before we know it, I want you to know God is with you. God is for you. You're not alone. Your miracle is in motion. I love you. We love you. And most importantly, Jesus loves you. So go out there, walk for him, shine for him, and believe that he's got a miracle for you.